You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A nationwide climate strike organised by a coalition of organisations, including Fridays for Future, School Strike for Climate, and Toitū Te Tiriti, is happening this Friday, April 5th. The strike is demanding the coalition government to slow down the fast-track approvals bill, keep the ban on oil and gas, uphold Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and protect land and moana and more. It will stand in solidarity with the call to free Palestine, demanding an end to Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories, and call for the New Zealand government to provide emergency humanitarian visas to Palestinians with family in Aotearoa. I speak to one of the organisers of the Tāmaki Makaurau strike, Sephora from Fridays for Future, about these demands, youth-led activism, and how people can get involved. Could you tell us a little bit about what's prompted the upcoming climate strike on Friday?
Well, This coalition government has given us lots of reasons to get out there and demand climate justice. But the one that we're really focused on at the moment is the fast-track approvals bill and the treaty amendment bill. These two things are going to be majorly risky for our nation and kind of just highlight the fact that this government is choosing profit and stimulating the economy over creating a livable planet and giving the future generations hope for a world that we can actually thrive on.
And so what are the demands of this strike? What do you hope it will achieve?
Well, our first demand is that oil and gas bans remain in place. Also, that the government keeps their hands off Te Tiriti o Waitangi. And our main demand for this strike is that we stop the fast-track approval bill. We really need to prioritise planet and people over profit, and this legislation is fast-tracking environmentally damaging projects and pushing the community out of the feedback process. So it's silencing community voices, which is shocking. and really makes me feel like we have a danger in our democracy right now.
And the School Strike for Climate Tāmaki Makaurau team disbanded in June 2021 due to a lack of diversity. How has this been addressed, and what has the process been like for reorganising student climate activism in Auckland since?
Fridays for Future in Tāmaki Makaurau is an intergenerational group. It's not just a School Strike for Climate here. And I think it's really important that we bring in lots of different perspectives into the space to ensure that you don't have those blind spots that can lead to those kinds of communication and relationship breakdowns like what we saw in 2019.
And what do you think the significance is for having our rangatahi lead this movement?
It's clear that the youth have had enough. We're not idiots. We're not just sitting here willing to be spoon-fed a whole bunch of lies about trickle-down economics and how important it is to stimulate the economy. We're young people. We know that the economy is just a way to measure all of the transactions happening. If all of the transactions happening are things that benefit landlords and oil mining executives and people with already a lot of wealth, that economy isn't one that gives us hope for a future. That economy isn't one that we want to stimulate. We don't want to fast-track in an economy that gives us no vision for a future of Aotearoa that is actually one that inspires us and makes us want to get on with it. We want to be creating the world alongside our leaders. Young people want to be a part of creating this beautiful planet, this beautiful world, this beautiful nation for us to all enjoy. And we're not just going to sit and be fed a whole bunch of, you know, kaka by men in suits.
Could you tell us a little bit more about the details of the strike this Friday, particularly in Tāmaki Makaurau, and how people can get involved?
Yo, so at 3 o'clock we're going to be meeting at the Parnell Rose Garden for a long hikoi, about 2 kilometre walk from Parnell into Albert Park. It's going to take us about an hour. We're going to be picking up rubbish as we do it, so we don't just we're not just all talk, we're walking the walk as well. Once we get into Albert Park at 5 o'clock, we'll be having speeches, music, performance, kai, and also we'll be diving into the fast-track approvals bill, helping people give submission and kind of just pointing out some of the risks and letting the government know that we see right through what it is that they're saying when they say we need to fast-track the economy over protect the environment. They're saying they want to prioritise their wallets over our future, and we're not standing for it. So make sure you're there 3 p.m. in Parnell, or if you can't make it for 3, make sure you're there for 5 p.m. at Albert Park. Final thing is that we're so excited that this strike we're able to start making the intersections and activism a little bit more apparent. On the ground, we're always able to see how Free Palestine is linked to Toitū Tiriti, is linked to climate justice. But it's really exciting to have amazing speakers and people from all of these movements coming to speak about these intersections. So it's going to be an amazing learning experience. And yeah, I can't wait to stand up for the environment once again in Tāmaki Makaurau. First time for 2024, so let's go.
That was Sephora from Fridays for Future, Tāmaki Makaurau, speaking about the upcoming nationwide climate strikes on April 5th.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.